Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Let's talk about the long-term fallout of Joe Biden's lies. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Joe Biden's a pathological liar. I've been saying this since the guy was put up as the potential president of the United States, which I'd said would never happen because we're just not that stupid as a nation. And we're not. We all know the big cheat occurred, and we'll talk more about that in a bit. We talk about it all the time on this show. And I'll say it, even though I know they censor me when I write about it or I talk about it, I'm going to tell you the truth. Because if I didn't, I'd feel bad about it. I realize it limits the exposure of the show. I'm my own worst enemy when it comes to this. But for those of you who come to listen to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, and specifically me, Kevin Jackson, I want you to understand, I'm not about, oh, this will get me farther reach. If I shut my mouth, I'd get farther reach. But what would I be saying? Would I be telling you the truth? Joe Biden is a pathological liar. He is a dangerous person for that reason. He won't tell the truth even when it doesn't hurt him. He just lies. He lies for sport. So what have we learned? Well, I'll let Tucker Carlson tell you, not because he's telling you anything new, but it'll be a different voice. So here's Tucker explaining.
Well, things have changed. Biden is now president. The New York Times can't admit what we all knew all along. The laptop is totally real. It's not Russian disinformation. According to the New York Times, quote, the Biden family's emails appear to have come from a laptop abandoned by Mr. Biden in a Delaware repair shop and were, quote, authenticated by people familiar with them and with the investigation.
Hardly a person hearing that on this program is going, boy, my goodness, that, what a surprise. I can't believe it. Finally, Kevin. Hardly anybody. Any more than you would believe that you would be surprised, rather, to find out the truth about Wu Flu or a bunch of other stuff. And I'm going to get to these things. These lies, folks, are huge. They're not little. These are big lies. Lies about Ukraine and Russia. Lies about Wu Flu and how many people died. How many people died from vaccines. And Fauci's back on TV talking about it. We're going to ridicule that little clown today. But the lies are so big that the Democrats need a scapegoat or two. And I think this means the Democrats' current power structure is about to be torn apart. They have nowhere else to go. They're like Richard Gere in an officer and a general. I got nowhere else to go. You know, when Lou Gossett's going to kick him out. I want your DOI. Biden, Harris, Pelosi, Schumer, the Clintons, the Obamas, they are all gone. They are persona non grata in the Democratic Party. And I think what you're going to witness, folks, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, you're going to see some big happenings over the next few months. A changing of the guard. Unexpected retirements. Some are going to die.
Now you say, Kevin, it's not very prophetic. And Pelosi's 80 plus years old. Schumer's in his late 70s. Biden's this old, you know, blah, blah, blah. They're going to die. And I don't mean it in the sense that we're all going to die. I think that there may be some untimely deaths. Unexpected retirements. What would shock you the most? Would it be a Schumer announcing his retirement? Pelosi announcing hers? Hillary Clinton saying, I'm going to just back away and keep my mouth shut? Obama's, I've already talked about it. He's a non-issue. To be a guy that was so revered by the Democratic Party, nobody gives a crap about Barack Obama. And these are the long-term fallouts. This segment I'm calling the long-term fallout of Joe Biden's lies. But it isn't just Biden's lies. It's the Democrats' lies. Biden's just going along with them. Where do we begin? Do we begin with Russian collusion? That's always a good one to begin with, because that's what they were going to try to pin on Trump. We spent $40 million understanding it better. You know, $40 million to tell us what we already knew. Now, you would think that would drop it. You think that with everything that they did, Robert Mueller selecting nothing but Democrats to work on trying to get a conviction of Trump and anybody associated with him. And who's on the hot seat? The FBI, the CIA, the NSA, the FISA courts, James Comey personally, the Clintons, and I could go on. There's a whole slew of people, not a single Republican in sight, not any conservatives, people who really care about this country, who wanted to protect it, were being persecuted over nothing, over a lie. So what does this mean when the Hunter laptop gets validated? It's a metaphor, folks. It is a metaphor for everything that the Democrats have said are nothing but blatant lies. It was a blatant lie when Joe Biden said on multiple occasions, my son didn't do anything. I mean, look, they've adjudicated it. They talked about it. The media, everybody. We have all these people that have lined up. So here's what I would say to you. The 50-plus, I think he said something like 50-plus people in DOJ or whatever validated that his son did nothing. What does it say about those 50 people? Does anybody circle back and say, hey, of these 50 people, what say you now? We played the other day a montage of all the media outlets. Oh, there's nothing there. This is impossible. There's nothing there. Meanwhile, they're ridiculing us. They're calling us conspiracy theorists and all. They're calling you a conspiracy theorist, even though you are using basic common sense. You didn't need to be an insider to know what Hunter Biden did.
Oh, Kevin, I wanted to make sure that the laptop was legit and all that.
You knew it was. Let me explain why. Because Hunter's a crackhead, and crackheads don't remember anything. I'll put it this way. If the government wanted to really look into Hunter Biden, all the Biden family would be in prison. It's that simple. If we had a justice system, we all know what the outcome would be, because we aren't even insiders, and we know what's on the laptop. Can you imagine what other people know? Can you imagine what the Russians know? Can you imagine what the Chinese know? Our enemies, and how they're using that information right now to extort Joe Biden, who, by the way, is on his way out. What about the Ukrainian extortion they accused Trump of? Nothing happened there. We've talked ad nauseum about these two countries and their impact on our politics. Well, where are we at? We're looking into all of it. Because we have to. But it's not over. Short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her. Me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking, and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Great news, conservative Americans. The fallout from Joe Biden's lies is tremendous. It will impact every aspect of who we are, what we are, and it is absolutely crushing the Democratic Party. I talked about a poll the other day where 60% of, no, what was it? 60% of people believe that Joe Biden is, you know, on the wrong track. But 50% strongly agree that he's on the wrong track. They haven't seen poll numbers like this in a long time. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Hunter Biden's laptop has been verified to be legit. You've known it. They knew it the whole time. The left did. They did nothing about it because Joe Biden was the only person they could chew in to, in the big cheat. Think about that. 20-something candidates supposedly accomplished people, and they pick an old geriatric dude with dementia who's got a crackhead son. I mean, you want to talk about a checkered past. This guy has been a womanizer. He's been a complete buffoon in the Senate. He's been accused of taking money. I mean, he's been accused of racism. You name it, Joe Biden is accused of it, and he was their best choice. And they want you to believe he got 81 million votes. Well, guess what? That too, people, is a lie. What's going to come out of this Hunter Biden laptop thing? Lots. It validates, not that we need it. We don't need it. I don't know about you. I don't need it. When I'm telling the truth, if I know something is a fact, I'm not waiting around, oh, I hope other people will validate what I say. I don't give a crap what you think. I heard Kid Rock say the other day, I can't be canceled. I love this guy. He's like, it's impossible for you to cancel me. I have fans. I have people that love my work. I know exactly what he's talking about. That's why I gleefully said to Fox, go screw yourselves. Oh, Kevin, take your tweet down. The Babylon Bee right now, they posted a joke. It said, how can you, know, we're going to make whatever that transgender woman on Biden's team, we're going to make her our man of the year, which I think is brilliant. And they got canceled on Twitter. They got suspended. They're a spoof site that is exactly, and talk about clever spoofing. You make a transsexual woman to man woman of the year, and we go, no, we're not just going to let you get away with that. We're going to take that back. We're going to make a man of the year. Hysterical and absolutely that kind of humor is what I love. By the way, that's the kind of humor we bring on the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour, which opens March 31st in Scottsdale, Arizona, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/comedy. Anyway, but that's the kind of stuff that I love to write, because that's a comedy that's not only funny, but it makes you think about it. It makes you go, oh, turnabout's fair play, huh? So what's going to come out of it? So let me just give you a few things that will come out of this Hunter Biden laptop thing, things that you may not be thinking about. Oh, yeah, we know Hunter is connected with the Russians and the Ukrainians and the Chinese and had his finger in lots of pies and other things as he's done what he's done. Unmolested, nobody checking, nobody caring, because his name was Biden, because he's a leftist. It isn't even because his name is Biden. If Joe Biden were a Republican, Hunter Biden would be in prison, and so would the Bidens. They say, oh, we're so sanctimonious, you know, whatever. And they accuse us. Funny, always cracked me up. They accuse Trump of being all kinds of things. This is a dude who's never taken a drink in his life, doesn't smoke. He's a billionaire that could have really led a life of debauchery, but he didn't. He grows up to become a pretty much a stand-up citizen. Look, I don't have to say you like the dude or not, but he's a stand-up citizen. I could say this about some lefties. They're stand-up citizens. I like your politics, but I can say, no, he's leading a good life. But because he declared himself to be a Republican, they try to torpedo this dude, a guy who most people would emulate. They would, look, if my sons grew up to be like Trump, I wouldn't be disappointed. Could they do things better? Absolutely. Trump probably has a few regrets, so to speak. I don't know very many people who are accomplished that say, I wish, you know, I would change something. Because whatever you change, changes you. So you accept it. But in retrospect, you could say, yeah, I probably could have made decisions that would have made my life better. But it is what it is. And I am who I am. I am what I am. Thank you, sweet potato. So Biden's dementia. Remember we talked about that? And now the left, let me tell you what they admitted to, even though it's not a big deal. They admitted, the media did, of propping Biden up to make him look healthier than he really is. Do you think that's going on right now? Of course it is. Joe Biden's an idiot. By most people's standards, certainly by anybody's sane standards, he's an idiot. Policy-wise, and it's because, one, he's a leftist, and two, he's got dementia. They can't even admit this. We have a guy that is leading us into nuclear war, and he's probably suffering. He's got a brain disease. What else? Okay, the big cheat. I mentioned it earlier. I alluded to it in the first segment. We know what happened. Hunter's laptop validates this, the big cheat. And you know what you did when you found out you got cheated out of the real president of the United States? And what was the impact? The impact is we're talking about Brown Jackson, or Jackson, I think, yeah, Brown Jackson, the lady. She's going to get elected to the Supreme Court. Justice Thomas is in the hospital. God, I saw that and almost had a heart attack myself. We can't lose our most conservative justice. Our most pragmatic justice, a guy who really looks at laws and looks at them through a common sense lens, as well as a legal lens. So the big cheat cost us. And you wanting to protect yourselves from it, what did they do? They did this January 6th commission. They got the guy that was leading the Cowboys for Trump. I met this guy. Very nice guy. He's on trial. I met a congressman whose son, he spent $90,000 and can't even get his kid out of nonsense. I mean, it's nonsense. They're locking people up for nothing over January 6th, which is nothing more than a leftist created ruse to try to make us look like we're violent. Well, you know what's going to come out of this Hunter Biden laptop? They're going to figure out maybe Jussie Smollett really wasn't attacked by two white Trump supporters. I know, hard to believe, isn't it? But you know what? There are people out there who still believe. Jussie didn't get no justice. Look at them white people, blah, blah, blah. The DOJ colluded against Trump. You think that's not going to get validated? Biden's dementia, the big cheat, and the DOJ working against Donald Trump, all leading to this January 6th nonsense. When we come back, I'm going to talk about Wu Flu. We're going to ridicule Fauci the fraud. And I'm going to tell you how Hunter's laptop figures into that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Those daily penny declines are adding up as gas prices are down almost a dime in the last 2 weeks. The AAA stations survey showing the national average for regular is down another cent to $4.24 a gallon. The nation's least expensive gas is in Kansas and Missouri, where the statewide average in both states is down to $3.76 a gallon. Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson is defending her past work representing some detainees at Guantanamo Bay.
The people who were being accused by our government under our constitutional scheme were entitled to representation.
During day two of her Senate confirmation hearing, Jackson adding that federal public defenders do not get to pick their clients. You're listening to USA Radio News. People's wages are having a hard time keeping up with inflation.
U.S. wages are increasing, but not nearly enough to keep up with the soaring costs of gasoline and rent. According to a new analysis by the Urban Institute, by January, rents in the average metropolitan area had increased 15% over the prior year. Hourly wages only rose about 5% over that same time frame. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Over 740,000 General Motors SUVs are being recalled due to a headlight issue. The GMC Terrain vehicles made between 2010 and 2017 have headlight beams that can be too bright and cause glare for oncoming drivers. The NHTSA saying reflections on the headlight housing are to blame for the brightness. GM had asked all regulators to avoid a recall, but were denied. Owners should begin to receive recall notices in late April. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The President of the United States, my fellow Jamaicans, our nation is in a crisis. The Decepticon variant Hobo 19 is still killing fat people. Inflation is destroying our fart jars, and now that Ukraine is being sexually raped. That is why I've asked Congress to order a full-scale attack on Joe Rogan. Not Joe Rogan. The Russian guy. The guy with the shirt. Pootie Tang, man. Bad dude. We gotta come together, man. Get this guy. He's got our cranes. He's got all the cranes. We need for better build back. The better build back better plan, man. You say it three times fast, pal. You say it. Guys, piece of shit guy over here. Anyway.
I love this guy. You got to see the video of this guy. My fellow Jamaicans. Welcome back. My fellow Jamaicans. That's something Biden would say. And he covered quite a few things in that spoof. That's hysterical. So I'm talking about the fallout, the long-term fallout of Biden's lies. And it's all the one domino that started it is the validation that Hunter Biden, his laptop was indeed legit. And what's funny is, in the old days, the left could sneak this stuff in, and we, you know, page 16 is what it would seem like. But they can't get away with this anymore. We're all paying attention, and we're going, see, we told you. So what? One lie begat a lie begat a lie, etc. So what are people looking at? They're starting to analyze all these other lies, and I've talked about a few of them. The first one, Joe Biden, he's capable of being president. I'll take a cognitive test or whatever. Then take it, Joe Biden, and you know what it will prove? You know what would happen if Joe Biden took a cognitive test? It would prove he's got dementia. That's what it would prove. If we really looked at the data that comes from these elections, all these so-called the battleground states and you know, the election integrity stuff that's going on, if they showed you the truth, I will guarantee you with 100% certainty that you would find out Joe Biden was cheated into office, period. Donald Trump kicked his narrow butt good in a way in the most decisive election since Reagan Mondale. I don't even have any doubt about it. You've learned that the DOJ tried to take down Donald Trump from the top to the bottom. You'll learn that the NSA, the CIA, the FBI were all involved. They helped the Clinton campaign. The sitting president at the time, Barack Obama knew it. And I could go on. Crooked as the day is long. You'll learn that our government colluded with other governments to do the very thing that we're talking about. And the reason why we find ourselves at the brink of new thermonuclear war is for that reason. Because these guys want to get rich. And the only reason why we will avoid war is because these guys want to get rich. They ripped us off with Wu Flu. Here's this guy's name is Tyler Fisher. And he's spoofing Fauci. You'll enjoy this.
I'd say even if you live alone, I would wear a mask in the house, especially in the shower, because frankly, droplets can make the way through the drain and come up through somebody else's toilet, infecting them with COVID through the anus. Ballpark in 2 to 5 to 20 years, we can start thinking about considering the idea of pondering the thought of conceptualizing the possibility of maybe, perhaps, reopening, but probably not. I would avoid having any fun whatsoever in the near to far future.
Welcome back. I gotta tell you, I love these types of things. You guys know my mind, most of you that have been listening to the show for a little bit. I love these things. These guys are clever. And I don't listen to anybody else's stuff, but occasionally I'll find, you know, like I didn't, somebody, the producers found or whatever. But I gotta tell you, because I did a spoof like that, that a friend of mine, her name is Teresa, she listens to the program. She was like, Kevin, you were spot on with your Fauci. I know, but this guy was better. He was better. This guy was better than I was. And that's why I love when the audience gets involved, because you guys are out there, you're doing your stuff. You know, you're finding these, how do I put this? You know, you're finding this. I just love it. The amount of talent, if we pooled it together and we went after the left, they would be ridiculed out of all. We would get rid of them. I'm telling you, this is why I'm doing the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour. So I can absolutely destroy leftists. I can say, boom, here you go. Boycott me. Say what you want to say. Go after us. I think this is the type of thing. We've got to get them listening to our stuff. We've got to get – it used to be, you know, you turn on Carson or you turn on Jay Leno or you turn on Letterman, whatever. And even they were somewhat limited. You know, they were led down the primrose path a bit. It got worse as we get closer to where we are today. But we don't have any comedy. We don't have anybody just giving you a chance to laugh at both sides. So I figured, why not, you know, let's clown the left. I'm clowning their president for a reason. He's incompetent. I'm clowning his son, Hunter, for a reason. Because he is a fraud. He is a criminal. And he's using the influence of his daddy's office he's using us. And they refuse to talk about it. I love it. If you live alone, I would wear a mask in the shower. I love it. Ballpark 2, 5, 20 years. We can think about considering the idea, the thought of conceptualizing in the near or the too far future. Hysterical stuff. But let me let you hear Fauci actually saying what he says. Check out Fauci himself.
You know, you said you're going to stay in this job until we get out of the pandemic phase. Of course, you've been serving your country now for decades. Are we approaching the point where we are past the pandemic phase and you'll, go get some rest?
I'm not so sure, George. I want to make sure we're really out of this before I really seriously consider doing anything different. We're still in this. We have a way to go. I think we're clearly going in the right direction. I hope we stay that way.
or not. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, talking about these frauds, these leftist frauds who find themselves in a big pickle. The fallout. And it's the domino that started the whole, you've seen those dominoes where they do the whole thing, very complicated stuff. This is complicated stuff. And it, one domino falling, Hunter's laptop, I believe, is the beginning of the end for the Democrats. It's going to be fun to watch. And there are going to be things that I told you to look for. Watch for early retirements. Watch for untimely deaths or timely deaths. Watch for people hanging it up. Watch the media as they slowly start to say more and more about Hunter and those dealings. Watch as Kamala, I think they're going to minimize Kamala Harris, and I'll get more into this in a bit. But watch these certain little trends. It isn't going to be the overt stuff, folks. It's going to be the hidden things, the things that you are not able to just, if you're just looking at the news straight ahead, you're not going to see it. It's going to be what's coming around the corner through the peripheral of your vision, or in this case of their vision, because they're the ones in trouble. Democrats have a credibility problem. And I started out by talking about the global pandemic, the scamdemic. And here's just some quick, and they're sneaking this stuff in on you. All-time pediatric deaths from COVID-19 reported on the CDC COVID data tracker plummeted 24% after the agency resolved a coding logic error. The CDC's COVID data tracker had presented a misleading impression prior to the fix that children were dying at a sharply amplified rate amid the Omicron surge earlier this year. The tool had reported that 1,755 all-time deaths from children 0 to 17, with 738 of the deaths occurring the first 10 weeks of 2022. Guess what? It was a lie. Of the 71 million kids ages 0 to 17, they said there had been 1,755 deaths. And you know what they found out, people listening to this program? Not even a fraction of that. It was a lie. And they called it it was a coding logic error. Okay. Now, let me ask you this. How does this compare to Hunter Biden's laptop? Hey, just out of curiosity, do you think they might have fudged some other statistics?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is how we do every day. We keep grinding. And if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Gun violence in the U.S. is definitely a public health emergency, and that's obviously because most people are not sanitizing their bullets. Those AK shells can be covered in droplets. It's like a direct COVID shot into the bloodstream. So I would soak your bullets in bleach overnight. And if you're using a shotgun, you're already spreading bullets. That's like a super spreader event. Even even if you're a lone gunner in the woods, wear a mask so you don't infect a deer tick or a fruit fly or even a dung beetle. Before you shoot somebody, wash your hands and put a mask on the tip of the barrel. It'll stop the spread, and it might also even help soften the blow of the bullet, saving a few lives. But if you're a true patriot, get rid of your guns and use a machete. They're way easier to clean. It just makes common sense.
Welcome back, folks. I hear things like that. That was a Tyler Fisher, F-I-S-C-H-E-R, funny guy, and love what he does. And I will tell you, I like that there are people out there actually ridiculing these knuckleheads and making fun of them because they deserve it. Anyway, glad you guys are back. TheKevinJacksonNetwork.com. Be sure to, if you're new to the program, get a free shirt. If you're not new to the program, just make sure you're keeping in touch with us because you can find us on Twitter. I have to get our Twitter thing out so I can make sure you guys are aware of who we are there. What is our at signal on Twitter? It's what? At KJ Network Now. Yeah, at KJ Network Now. If you happen to be on Twitter, please connect with us. Because what we're going to do now is we're going full court press. I'm on there quite a bit. I'm you know, raising cane. I'm not going after people the way I did before because that's how you get attacked and banned. But we are definitely back on there. At KJ Network Now. Lots to talk about. Talking about the fraudulent Democrats, the long-term fallout of Biden's lies. Joe Biden is a pathological liar, period. His son is a pathological liar and a criminal who used his daddy's influence in order to make himself and the family millions of dollars. These are facts. This isn't conjecture. It's facts. And you, oh, Kevin, prove it. Nothing to prove. Nothing to prove. I mean, it's just, there's not like I'm trying to try them in a court. I'm trying them in the court of public opinion because it's pretty much as clear as the nose on your face. But all that they do is highlight all the other lies of the left. And this is where the Democrats suffer, folks. They can no longer cover their lies. And there are so many. Oh, so men are now women. You know, the funny thing about what's going on, I mean, I'm just using this as an example. Parents of daughters are saying it is unfair for these people to let men become women and dominate sports and act as if nothing. Look at the evidence. Men become women, and suddenly women can't win anything. I'm talking biological women can't win anything. And the Democrats are like, well, it's really not true. Our transsexuals really don't have an advantage. Well, then if they don't have an advantage, they sure are doing quite well against women. And here's the thing. What are we doing? We're protecting women. This is what cracks me up. We are legitimately look. If the androgynous people want to pretend that nobody exists and men and women don't exist and we don't have different, you know, male and female roles, etc., fine. But I can tell you this, no man I know is ever going to have a baby. No legitimate dude. No legitimate woman's going to have prostate cancer. I can tell you. So the point is, we know there are explicit gender roles, and we act like we're doing, I don't know, let's entertain these ideas. If we don't, we're not woke. They could come and get us. Then come get us. We're fighting for women's rights and being ridiculed for it. We're fighting for common sense. Kevin, you're not a scientist in it. No, I'm not. You're exactly right. I don't study genetics. But I just gave you the science of it. I'm not trying to get into,
if you get down into the mitochondrial DNA,
I don't really care. All I can tell you is this. Show me a person completely in the nude and give me enough time. I can tell you that's a woman and that's a dude. And that's a manny duty, woman duty, because they are hermaphrodites. I know they exist. But I can pretty much identify. I don't need a lot of science. And that's why I don't try to take a deep dive in politics. What I know, I know. What I don't know, I tell you. But here's what I do know. I can use logic and common sense in my reasoning and figure out 99% of the stuff that's going on. The 1% I don't know, I'm willing to make a phone call or two. Anyway, global climate farce. I'm giving you another one. This is another one of these things that will be exposed. What did Joe Biden? Joe Biden, oh, we got to go to clean energy. He made a statement. We got to go to clean energy. He said he would kill the fossil fuel industry. Not even in some very methodical way where you transition and you still know you got to maintain a certain amount of the grid or whatever. He's going to kill it. And you know what Joe Biden and team just did recently? They said, we're going to allow you to drill on federal lands again. Oh, wait a minute. That sounds like the Trump policies. That sounds like you're reverting back to Trump. Guess what, folks? They are. They're reverting back to Trump. So what does this mean for the Paris Climate Accords? You've gone in, you've told the world, we're going green. We're getting away from dark black energy. We're going to go green. Yeah, they're going green because they're stealing your money. But what's he got to do in order to save face from what he created, what leftists have wanted all along, gas prices through the roof, etc.? Because it's polling so badly, they're now, oh my gosh,
the president released something from the Strategic Petroleum Reserves, which will last you all of a week if you're lucky.
And now he's going to start drilling. Well, remember what they said about the Keystone Pipeline?
Well, even if they start drilling, it's not going to satisfy the problems for years.
Yeah, well, you know how you fix problems. I'm going to give you a little secret here, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. The way you fix problems is you start. Yep, you start. I talked earlier about Fauci. I'm not even done with him. The CDC is now revising their numbers. They've had to admit the obvious that the shots that people are taking has caused people to die unexpectedly in the ages of 25 to 44. We've talked about many of these things, and we'll circle back on all this stuff, but I'm going to always drive home the point when I'm correct. And it isn't me trying to play something for professor, I'm smarter than you. It's what I'm telling you is this. If you use your common sense, you'll figure out most of the problems of the world. And I told you, I said, if you take, this disease isn't going to kill most people, certainly isn't going to kill people in the age groups that we're talking about. Anybody under 50 shouldn't even be thinking about getting a shot, and quite frankly, nobody should have. There were better cures. But if you were considering it, I would say at least be 50 and over. Under 50, 25 to 44, we talked about this over a couple of shows. They've seen the spike now. The CDC has been forced to recognize the spike. And the spike isn't that group dying from Wu flu, because they know the real numbers. The numbers don't verify that if you're 25 to 44, it's certainly under the age of 44, you are not going to die from Wu. You have a better chance of dying from getting a rock stuck in your throat. Or getting hit by a meteor, which would technically be a rock getting stuck on your body. But whatever, you have a better chance of dying from that than the Wu flu. And yet, they wanted to, you know, make a vaccine for the under 17, for under 5 years old. And I just told you in the last segment, what about the numbers? Oh, well, as it turned out, we had a coding error, and not as many kids were dying as we thought, because none of them were dying. It was so minuscule, it was a rounding error of a rounding error. Unbelievable, folks, what these people will do to you, how they will lie to you to get whatever they want. Now let's transition into Ukraine, okay, in this war. What did Trump say about NATO? He said, you got to pay your bills, you got to get ready to step up, etc. Democrats said he was ruining our relationships with our partners. Who was right? I've been tweeting this over the last few. Who's right and who's wrong? Who's a liar and who's telling the truth? You know the answer.
is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.